This is program number LW2776. Well, there's no one like Mom, right? Hi, this is Larry West. Got a story for you. It's about a mama. Listen up. A woman named Bonalee Phillips tells it. She says Mama had arthritis, and during her later years, she spent much of her time in a big rocking chair in front of the window, you know, so she could see everybody coming. She had finished only up to the sixth grade, but she had a degree in psychology, the common sense kind, that any professor would have envied. She goes on, I went many times to cheer up Mama, but I always left realizing it was I who had been cheered. We were very poor when I was a child, but Mama never told us seven children that we were poor. We found it out when we grew up and had to help with expenses. But when we were little, our cups were so full of Mama's love, we didn't know that they were empty of food and material things. Mama was that way. As a little girl, she goes on, I remember Mama always made everything all right. Sometimes I'd say, Mom, Mary called me a bad name, and I don't like her. And Mama would say, Mary shouldn't have. But honey, did you notice Mary's eyes? Next time you see Mary, you look at them, and then you tell her how pretty they are. When I confronted Mary the next time, I was compelled to look at her eyes, you know, just to see if Mama was right. She was. There's no way you can be angry with someone when you're looking close enough to see if their eyes really are pretty. And Mama knew that. She was that way. The day I won ninth grade prettiest girl contest, Mama said, Just remember, honey, pretty is as pretty does. She used all the cliches. And when Alma and I were mad at each other for over a month, and I could have killed her for some of the things that she was doing to antagonize me, Mama said, Kill her with kindness, dear, and you'll find it a much better way. Mama was that way. My next older brother and I were extremely close, and when he was about to be married, I went to Mama and said, But I don't like her, Mama. She just doesn't act like she loves Jack enough. And Mama said, If Jack can love her, we can all love her. And we did. Mama was that way. I miss Mama now, but her precious memory and teachings will always be with me. People are always telling me, you look just like your mother. I am busy working on my virtues, patience, loving kindness, joy, peace, and love, so that they will say instead, you act just like your mother. Then perhaps it will be my children who can say, Mama was that way. Mamas, no one can replace them. You know, lots of successful people in history have leaned on their mamas. Teddy Roosevelt, our 26th president, would write his mother saying, Darling, beloved little motherling. Maybe that's why Franklin Roosevelt cleaved to his mama. He wouldn't dare go to school without her. I'm serious. And the school I'm talking about was Harvard University. Other men who were close to their mamas were Harry S. Truman, Dwight David Eisenhower, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Why, he wrote a most cherished school paper entitled, I'd Rather Be a Mama's Boy. They say that behind every successful man, behind every successful woman, there's usually a mama. Bonalee Phillips says, I miss Mama now, but her precious memory and teachings will always be with me. Got a challenge for you today. Do some reflecting. Find the things you can thank your mama for. If she's still around, call her up today and thank her. You know, for the things that are peculiarly hers. After all, you know, Mama was that way. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking, if you'll write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.